Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me. Today's message is one I believe many of us need to hear, especially in moments when life feels overwhelming. The topic for today is the gift of God's presence. You are never alone. And our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let me begin with a true life story that beautifully captures this theme. A few years ago, I listened to a TED Talk by a woman named Candy Chong. She's an artist and urban designer. After losing someone very close to her, she struggled with feelings of loneliness and isolation. To cope, she started a public art project called Before I Die. In her neighborhood, she painted the side of an abandoned building with chalkboard paint and stenciled the words, "Before I die, I want to," inviting people to fill in the blanks. Within hours, the wall was full. People from all walks of life, young, old, rich, poor, wrote their deepest hopes and fears. What touched me most was how many people expressed feelings of loneliness. Even in a busy city, surrounded by people, they felt invisible and alone. Maybe you've felt like that before? Sitting in a crowded room, yet feeling like no one truly sees you, or going through a difficult time and wondering if anyone even notices what you're going through. Here's the good news. God sees you. God knows you. And more than that, God is with you, right now, right where you are. Our Bible text today in the book of Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." This isn't just a nice quote for your wall. It's a promise from the heart of God. So let me ask you, when was the last time you really felt God's presence? Can you remember a moment when you sensed that God was right there with you, comforting you, guiding you, or simply giving you peace that doesn't make human sense? Even if you can't recall a moment like that, it doesn't mean He wasn't there. Psalm 139 verse 7 to 10 reminds us, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." God is there in the hospital room. He's there in the quiet moments when tears roll down your face and there's no one else around. He's there when you're driving to work, and He's there when you lay awake at night. Sometimes the enemy wants us to believe we're forgotten or forsaken. But friend, that's a lie. Jesus Himself promised in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Let me make this real for you. That means, when you're facing that job interview, He's with you. When the medical report isn't what you hoped, He's with you. When you're heartbroken from a failed relationship, He's with you. When the bills are piling up, He's with you. You don't have to walk through life wondering if anyone cares. God cares, and His presence is not distant or occasional. It's continual. Let's pause here for reflection. What situation are you currently facing where you need to feel God's presence more deeply? Have you taken time lately to acknowledge His nearness, even in the ordinary moments of your day? Sometimes, simply whispering, "God, I know you're here with me," can shift the atmosphere of your heart. As you go into your day, here's my encouragement. Walk with your head lifted high. Face challenges with confidence. When anxiety creeps in, remind yourself, "I am not alone. God is with me." Let today be a day when you become more aware of His presence. Whether through a sunrise, a kind word from a friend, or just a deep sense of peace that settles over you when you need it most, you are loved, you are seen, and you are never, ever alone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious gift of your presence. Thank you for reminding us today that we're never alone, no matter what life throws our way. Fill every heart listening right now with a fresh awareness of you. Let peace replace anxiety, joy replace heaviness, and hope rise within us. Guide us through this day with confidence and assurance that you are by our side. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Stay encouraged, keep moving forward, and remember, you are never alone. Until next time, stay winning, every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.